So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from our bronze pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one who will bind. The Northeast, where our forefathers first realized revolution, will rise from the liquid.
That was an excerpt of Amanda Gorman reciting her famous poem, The Hill We Climb, from Joe Biden's inaugural ceremony. It was obviously and intentionally distorted, as was being played through a new interactive audio art installation at the Massachusetts College of Art on Huntington Avenue in Boston. The exhibit, called They Are Part, is the latest project of New York-based multimedia sensory artist Jace Clayton. Clayton created the software and constructed the interactive installation, which consists of 40 speakers placed in a circular pattern around the room. In the center is a small table with three different types of connectors: stereo mini, standard iPhone charging plug, and Bluetooth. The installation makes no sound on its own, and only works when someone plugs in a device, either iPhone or MP3 player, and feeds it some audio. It then manipulates that audio in a variety of ways and plays it back from all different directions. It can almost feel dizzying at times. I was curious to see what it would do with spoken word, which is why I fed it Ms. Gorman's poem. I was at the exhibit with my wife and a few friends. One friend, Tim Casey, a Boston area musician, plugged in Strawberry Fields.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going.
I'm gonna let it go.
The installation can handle two sources simultaneously, and at one point, Tim played Pink Floyd while I continued on my spoken word quest and fed it some Malcolm X. Tim, your impressions of what we've experienced here.
It's very nice.
What do you think of the manipulations and how it's processing?
I like them because it's manipulations that you couldn't use if you were doing like regular music. So there's like standard effects, but no, if you ever did that to like a pop record, nobody would be able to listen to it. So you can come here and have it done on the pop record, and it's just wonderful.
Well, we like what it did to Strawberry Fields.
Yeah, yeah, nothing was real. You know, the song wasn't even real.
We were certainly enjoying our audio play, and were delighted to share with other participants who came to see, or hear, this exhibit. A Massachusetts College of Art student, JoJo, was gallery sitting. I asked how long it took to install this project. She said it took a month.
So the setup here we've got is 40-part part by the DJ and artist, Jace Clayton, and he has written a code that will manipulate the sound and have it go in and out, and sort of distort it in different ways that'll make you question what you're hearing even though you know what song you've played.
We've been doing a lot more than just songs. We've been doing spoken word and
yes.
Sound effects. And
any sounds you play, it'll just completely alter it and kind of make you think differently about the way you listen to things.
Yeah.
It's doing that.
Yeah.
So did Jace bring any music in himself? To try things out.
Jace, when he was here, yes, he would be able to connect some.
They Are Part, the interactive audio art installation by Jace Clayton, will be on display through the summer and is free and open to the public. Reporting from the Massachusetts College of Art in Boston, I am Chuck Rosina.